the headache. Kevin rang the doorbell. "Hi, Mrs. Gleason," smiled Kevin. "I came to get Milo so we can go to the Maple Festival. The ride's open in a half hour." "Oh my," sighed Milo's mom. "I'm so sorry, Kevin. Milo is not feeling well today. He has a nasty headache and is sitting in his room." Kevin's excitement instantly vanished. They had been planning this for weeks. "Are there any other friends you can meet there?" asked Milo's mom. "I'm sure you don't want to miss the fun." "Yeah, but Milo's my best friend. Can I come in to see him?" asked Kevin. "Sure," she said, "but he may not be too talkative." "Hi, Milo," smiled Kevin. "How are you feeling?" "I wish the stupid headache would go away. I can't believe I'm missing the festival. Why do I have to be sick today? It's not fair." Milo was pretty mad about it. Kevin felt really bad for his best friend. He remembered when he had broken his ankle and thought he wouldn't be able to go to soccer camp that summer. But Milo came to help him get in shape after he got his cast off. He practiced with him every day until the camp. So Kevin decided it was time to return the kindness. "Milo, I'm not going to the festival either," stated Kevin. "Pretty soon, school will be out. Let's plan a summer camping weekend. We can do it in the back of my property by the river." Milo perked up. "That would be fun," he said as he squinted through another head pain. "Oh," said Kevin. "And my dad said he wants me to help him build a raft for crossing the river. Maybe your dad could help too. We could use the raft all summer and go on adventures." The two boys began thinking about all the fun they would have playing pirates, catching fish, and jumping off the raft. It was going to be a great summer, and even if they missed a day, there would be plenty of days after that. So they both missed the Maple Festival that day, but Kevin's kindness changed a horrible day for Milo into something they could both once again look forward to. Isn't that what good friends do?